Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Time for the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. One hour of the best and the rarest in blues and rhythm and blues. For your listening pleasure. Well, here we are at the Keynote Club once more. It's good to be back. A little trip to Florida to get a little sunshine, and now we're back in the pasty atmosphere of the Underground Keynote Club. The club for people who like blues and rhythm and blues and who collect rare records. So I'll always give you the name and the number of the record that we play on this show. Well, first of all, up on the bandstand this week is a lad from Louisiana. This is Big Walter and San Antonio.
San Antonio, San Antonio, I come. San Antonio, San Antonio, I come. You know, San Antonio fought against us.
That That was on the Gold Band label. The owner was Eddie Schuler, and he produced that record. Gold Band was based in Lake Charles. It was Gold Band 1080, and a really nice production, I think, from 1958. Big Walter, not the same Big Walter as the harmonica player in Chicago, but somebody even less well-known. Big Walter and San Antonio. Next up is a track that I remember being covered by the Fabulous Thunderbirds, but until recently I hadn't heard the original. And here it is. It's Wild Cherry by Leroy Washington.
Wild Cherry!
Well, there you have it, Leroy Washington and Wild Cherry. That was on Accello 2144, again, and from 1958. 1958 was a great year. Accello was a Nashville, or it still is a Nashville label, but they took their masters from all over the place, so I wouldn't say for sure that Leroy Washington was from Tennessee, but he could have been. Next up is a real Chicago track. This is Willie Davis on the very rare Cherokee label, Cherokee 613, and it's Why Did You Leave Me?
I told you once, I told you twice, I've got to leave, I've got nothing to hide.
Through. I love slip away many times before. This time she's not coming back no more. Why you leave me, baby? You made me feel so blue. I couldn't believe what I heard. I knew that we were through. Cold December night, you tell I got to go. Why you leave me, baby? Made me feel so blue. I couldn't believe what I heard when you said that we were through. Come back, baby. back to me. Come back, baby, don't destroy my life. You don't come back, baby, I believe I'm gonna die while you leave me, baby. You make me feel so blue. I couldn't believe what I had. I knew that we were through. Come on back to me.
Willie Davis and Why Did You Leave Me? Was on Cherokee 613. Cherokee was a label, Chicago label, owned by the very well-known Chicago musician Chico Chisholm, and that may well be him on the guitar, I guess. I've seen copies of this too on the Darren label. I don't know quite what the relationship is, but it originally was on Cherokee. Okay, let's go on now to a New York label. This is Choice, and the artist is Sandy Scott, who is going to be our rockabilly star for this week, and it's Shake 'Em Up.
Shake it 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 up.
Well, if a kiss from your queen is only routine, your life's been in a rut now for a spell. Now get back on the beam. Take some moonlight and a dream. Pour in a dram of fun and mix now. Shake it well. Well, well now.
Shake it up.
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 If your get up and go has done got up and went, you say to yourself, boy, things sure are rough. Push old man gloom aside, put a spring in your stride. Take stock of what you got and shake it up. Come on, boy.
Shake it up.
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 A storming track there from Sandy Scott. Shake It Up, that was on Choice 5606, again from 1958. What a great year. And the next track is our really rare record of the week. This is on Black Patty, which is, they're like hen's teeth to find a Black Patty, and you certainly need quite a lot of money to bid for them on eBay. This is Black Patty 8025, and it's by Crying Sam Collins and his Git Fiddle. Comes from 1927. Sam himself was born in 1887 in Louisiana. So this is Riverside Blues.
I went down to the river that 31 days and nights. I went down to the river that 31 days and nights. I'm looking for my good gal, come back and treat me right. ain't got me nobody, care my troubles too. I ain't got nobody, care my troubles too, too. I tell you people, I don't know what to do. Yes, it shows your train, Lord, backs up in New York. Yes, it shows your train, back up in your yard. I'm gonna see my baby if I have to ride it on. I went away last summer, got back in the fall. Went away last summer, got back in the fall. My mind had a change, I wouldn't come back at all. You can press my jumper on my overhaul. You can press my jumper and on my overhaul. I'm going to the station, meet the cannonball.
Crying Sam Collins and Riverside Blues, one of my favourite classic blues artists. A really nice performance and a great guitar player too. Black Paddy 8025. There can't be more than half a dozen copies of that record left anywhere in the world. Okay, let's move on to the jazz track for the week. This is Grant Green on guitar, and it's actually a Horace Parlan group, and it's called The Other Part of Town, Part One. taken from the Horace Parlan Blue Note album Up and Down. That was The Other Part of Town, Part 1. And the great guitar soloist, very tasteful there, was Grant Green. That was recorded in 1961 and it's BLP 4082. Next up is a track I well remember. This was a big hit in the dance halls at the time. This is Watch Your Step by Bobby Parker. What a cracking guitar riff that was. Bobby Parker from 1961, Watch Your Step, on the V-Tone label, V-Tone 223. And now we're going to have a big voice of Winoni Harris. This was taken to the King Federal catalogue. I have it on an Odeon 45. It's Tale of Woe.
Just remember things I've told you. Darling, I just want to hold you. I'm not being noble when I say I hope your new love will be okay. Should you find that no new love
A Tale of Woe from Winonie Harris, and that was on Odeon 29154 from 1957. Over now to the gospel spot, and we're returning to one of the all-time great gospel groups, the Swan Silvertones. And so named, I think, because they at one time had a show sponsored by Swan Bakeries. So they became, I think that before that, they were just the plain old Silvertones. So here they are, the Swan Silvertones, and This Little Light of Mine.
Oh, this light of mine,
little light of mine,
let it shine.
I promised God that I would let it
shine.
Little light,
let it shine.
Oh, this light, yes, sir, light of mine. Yes, I will
let it shine.
Look at
this light of mine.
Oh, Lord, God, light shine.
Oh,
this light of mine.
Let it shine. Let
it shine. Yes, I will. Let it shine.
Let it shine.
This light of mine.
This light of mine.
I will. Let it shine.
Well, this little light of mine.
Inspirational harmonies of the Swan Silvertones. This Little Light of Mine, it was on Specialty 931 from 1972. Well, if you've been wondering, what on earth is this that we're listening to here? Why am I wasting my time listening to this show? Well, the answer is you're listening to the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. And this is on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and up on the net at sheffieldlive.org. If you are sufficiently perverse to like this kind of music, then try coming up on our website, www.sheffieldlive.org, and you'll find many of the earlier Keynote Club's podcast up there, and you can download them and listen to them anytime you like. So while you're scrabbling around for your mouse and the kettle, this is the spot where I take my leave of you and leave you for these important messages.
Do yourself a favor. Take both hands off the wheel and touch the stereo. Do you feel the power? Ah, yes, friend, there's a lot of evil in the world, but there is also light. and I have been sent to shine a light on all degenerates, philanderers, liberals, and other evildoers, and expose them for what they really are. Don't waste your money on unnecessary and corrupting material possessions. Give it to me. There's only one thing that will save you. A highly fortified structure in the shape of the most powerful thing on the planet. Me. Degenerates will ruin this great city. In my wonderful book, I tell of the impending disaster about to befall this planet. Nuclear holocaust, plagues of flying rodents, the seas rising up and turning yellow. It is coming. It is written by me. But you can save yourself. Contribute to the Pastor Richard Salvation Statue Fund. Pick up your telephone. Call now. 1-866-9-SAVE-ME.
Rock, keep on.
One more time.
Rock,
gonna rock you out your mind.
Rock,
every
keep
single
on.
Day.
Rock,
all my
keep
baby
on.
Wanna say his daddy.
Rock, keep on.
Get this kid rocking, baby.
Rock, keep on. Rock.
While we rock in the morning,
rock,
rock in the night, rock,
rock
every day, night, and know it's all right. She's
rock,
my baby.
One of the men who helped create rock and roll, H-Bomb Ferguson with the Charlie Singleton Orchestra and Rock, H-Bomb Rock. That was from 1951, the beginning of rock and roll, and Atlas 1001. Next up is another man who was extremely influential. This is Slim Harpo, who's I'm a King Bee was a track played by almost every single British rhythm and blues band in the early 60s. This is another one of his tracks, however, not so well known, but a really superb performance. This is You Never Had to Cry.
You ain't never had to cry, baby, don't stop crying now. You ain't never had to cry, baby, don't stop crying now. You ain't never loved me, baby, didn't mean me no good, no.
Ha ha ha!
sailors today.
On Accello 2194, that was Slim Harpo back in 1961. You ain't never had to cry. Great piano playing there in the background. Slim, of course, on harmonica. We're going to go now to the Cajun spot for this week. And this is Nathan Apshire, a very well-known Cajun musician, some great bands. This is Carolina Blues. Carolina Blues by Nathan Apshire, and it was on the Curies label. Curies 45649 1957 was the date. Curies, there is a story behind it, but I forget it. I think Mr. Curry ran a record shop in Lake Charles, and as a sideline, put out a few records, and was particularly partial to Cajun music. The next track is one that almost made it as the worst record of the week, but I thought that would be kind of unfair on Eddie Boyd. It wasn't his fault. But listen to the out-of-tune guitar on this. This is Eddie Boyd's band, I'm Going Downtown.
I'm going downtown to get anything money will buy. I'm going downtown to get anything money will buy. You got a sweet little girl now, baby, baby, don't you cry. Write it down, baby, put it on my shopping list. Write it down, baby, put it on my shopping list. I don't care what it costs, just give me one great big kiss. You stop me from drinking and running around in sleeping together. I laid all my habits down. I'm going downtown to get you anything money will buy. You been a sweet little girl now, baby, baby, don't you cry. I know you had a lot of money, but you shared it with me. You're gonna be happy, baby, just you wait and see. I'm going downtown to get you anything money will buy. You better see, little girl, now, baby, baby, don't you cry.
Well, I blame the producer. He must have had cloth ears, and I certainly hope they didn't pay that guitar player. Eddie Boyd and I'm Going Downtown. That was on Herald 406 from 1953.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Well, now we really do come to the worst record of the week, and this is some folk musings from Dick Libertini. It's called Well It Ain't.
I'd just like to get in tune here if I can. Well, give me the thing there. Okay, that's got it.
Well, you think it's easy, babe. I'm moaning about this rotten old world.
Yeah.
And how miserable it is for a teenage boy and girl.
Yeah.
And you think it's easy crying out to be free and letting the authorities know how they wronged both you and me. Oh, well, it ain't.
Yeah.
I marched out in front of the White House shouting how I hate old Uncle Sam. And I laid myself down in the gutter crying out against the war in Vietnam. You think it's easy singing about misery and how the world is up a creek when you're making over $4,000 a week? Oh, well, it ain't.
Stuck on my harmonica. Sorry.
Oh, well, it ain't. Oh, God, it ain't. Oh, God, it ain't.
Oh, gosh. Broke the guitar, too. It's very embarrassing. I wish you could see this. There's a million pieces here. $150 guitar. Well.
If you really want to know, that was Well It Ain't by Dick Libertini. And now for something a little more cheerful, this is the House Rockers Jamboree.
Hey now, taxi, taxi, hold it there. There's a jamboree jumping not far from here. I want you to take me to Rampart Street, where the fine little chicks and the hep cats meet. The House Rockers Jamboree. And
That was Tucker Coles and House Rockers Jamboree. It was on the Bullet label, Bullet 349. Bullet was a Nashville label. Put out a lot of early Americana. I have to say, I've often bought Bullet records unheard, taken them home and found they were pretty diabolical. But that was a good one, from 1951. Next up is Jimmy Dawkins. I met Jimmy Dawkins on a few occasions. He was a rather a testy individual, but very nice guitar player. And this is Things I Used to Do.
Things I used to do, Lord, I won't do no more. Things I used to do, Lord, I won't do no more. I used to set and hold your hand, baby, cry, beg you, please don't go. I would search all night for you, baby, and my search always in vain. I would search all night for you, baby, and my search was always in vain. No, I knew all along, darling, she was now. Send you back to your mother, baby. Going back to my family too. I'm gonna send you back to your mother, baby, and I'm going back home too. Yes. Oh, nothing I do please you, baby. Just can't get along with you. No.
Tortured guitar playing there from Jimmy Dawkins, who was from Chicago, although this The track was on Accello 2324, Things I Used to Do, and that was from 1972. Our next offering is a massive hit record, not the sort of thing that I usually play on this program, tending to go for obscurities where we can, but this is kind of interesting. This is the Atlantic version of What Did I Say by Ray Charles. It dates from 1959, but listen to what happened at the beginning of the track.
These things I don't know all the words to, so at least not for now. But don't worry about that. I just want to give you an idea. I'll have the words when you get the music. All right? Okay. But I'll hum something so you'll understand. Okay? Okay.
Yeah.
Ray Charles and the original cobbled together version of What I Say. That was on Atlantic. We have just time for one more record, and this is going to be 29 Ways by Johnny Littlejohn.
I got 29 ways to get to my baby's door. I got 29 ways to get to my baby's door. To my baby's door.